I'm here in studio with Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, this is an interesting program that I saw that you're hosting tomorrow, a Reentry Leadership Summit 2024. Now, that sounds good. What does that mean?
Well, what it means is probably something that most people are not familiar with. The most important aspect that we in corrections can plan for is the reentry, the return of those individuals who come to us to serve sentences. And, you know, it's very, I suppose, convenient when you watch a police show on TV. Everything ends at the end conclusion of the trial. That person goes off to jail or to prison, and they end up engaging in programming. And a lot of times when those folks present to us, they present with some tremendous personal needs that we try to help them straighten out before they're released, because the idea, while they're with us, we get that programming in, but we also want to make sure that we're setting them up for success when they get back into society. And that can be something that most of us take for granted, a driver's license, an identification card.
I was going to ask you about that, because I know, you know, I know you've been part of the Corey Friendly Job Fairs, and that's one part about maybe getting employment, but all these little bits and pieces, and I looked at this. Why is birth certificates on here? Why is that a discussion point?
Right, yeah, and that's a great question. And most people are in the listening audience would probably say, yeah, why would that be important? You know, think about all the things that we do and take for granted. You know, either passports or, you know, just basic identifications, real IDs that are going to be very important as time goes on. We have to jump through hoops to get those things. And, you know, for some of us who have access to all these documents or know how to get them, it's difficult enough, but imagine you're coming out of jail. You have no, you've never seen your birth certificate. You don't know where to go to find that. So we want to make sure that these folks have access to all of those resources that they're going to need when they get out there to get their driver's license reinstated. We're not paying fines for them, because some of them are going to have to pay reinstatement fees and things like that, but we want to make sure that they know how to get those things done, because imagine the impediment that you face trying to get a job at the Corey Friendly Job Fair when you don't have a driver's license.
Right. Don't you have to have two forms of ID now? Aren't they asking for that when you get employed? So it sounds like just something. You're right. I never really thought about that. In fact, you're going to have a special guest at this summit tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, I'm very, very grateful to the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles. I know you probably don't hear that said very much, but their chief of staff, Nancy Cox, is going to be joining us for this summit, and she's going to be explaining to our reentry folks, because a lot of the people that work for us, sometimes they have to figure out how to jump through the hoops so that they can help our returning citizens jump through those hoops before they come back into society. So having someone from the registry there, even just giving us a phone number of somebody we can call to try and get these things straightened out. But imagine, you know, the things like health insurance and all these things that we have to do and deal with in daily life. These folks, they don't have to worry about it while they're in our custody, but when they get out again, they're going to have to worry about these things. So it's incumbent upon us. We don't want these folks to fall through the cracks, not to be able to get a job, or to be gainfully employed somewhere doing something because of something silly like not having a license.
You know, what about getting health insurance? What about MassHealth? Do a lot of these guys, are they automatically covered or no?
Well, we've done a lot of work on that, and that's still a work in progress. But what happens is technically when they're with us, their MassHealth is terminated because we, the sheriff's office, is responsible for all of their medical needs and their medical bills. So what we've done now, it used to be a termination, then there'd have to be this entire reapplication process. And you can imagine how cumbersome that's. Now it's a suspension. So when they come to us, it's suspended. So the day, you know, and we work hard to make sure that all the paperwork is in place. The moment they walk out the door to return to their homes or wherever it is that they're going to be going, that MassHealth coverage is going to be reinstated instantly. So they're not going to have to worry about where they're going to get their medical treatment or continue medical treatment that they may have started while they were with us.
It's almost like an information packet they have with how to do birth certificates, how to get your Mass ID. It gives them, I guess, a little bit of a head start?
Yes, it does. And I think what it potentially does, and I think what it probably does in many instances, is takes out one or more impediments that may seem small to us that can prove insurmountable for that person when they get back. So how much easier is it to, you know, I mean, we've all gone to the registry, right?
And how many
of us have said, and, you know, God bless them for helping us with this, so I don't want to, you know, be disparaging.
Right.
But sometimes it's very difficult to navigate the labyrinth that they...
Listen, I'm still trying to get my middle initial on my real ID license. Trust me, I know. And I've got every piece of paperwork right. under the sun, so yeah. I understand.
Yeah, so it's important that we want to make sure that these folks, that all of these little details have been checked, those boxes have been checked before they get out, and they can worry about the bigger things like getting a job.
Now, this is interesting because with this summit, you will have representatives from all the other sheriff's offices, so they'll maybe push this idea into the community?
Right. And that, you know, we're all of the sheriff's offices are doing this and have been doing it for many, many years. And what this is going to do is bring us all together, going to allow us to meet each other and network. And I'm going to say to the folks that are there when I kick off this conference, the most important thing that they're going to get today is names and phone numbers of their colleagues in the various counties.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to help them and allow them to talk to other folks. Geez, how do we handle this situation? And they can put it out to that group and say, how have you dealt with this? Because chances are, if you're having an issue with something, someone else has probably already dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to allow us to catalog ourselves and make that network much better. It's going to allow us to catalog best practices so that we can share those things. And I think you're seeing in a lot of counties, and we're trying to get this going in Plymouth County as well, mm-hmm. that the reentry services continue for a period of time far in excess of their actual return to society.
I was going to ask you about that. What happens? Otherwise, you just see them at the door, and it's like that scene in The Shawshank Redemption, you know, with the guy with the suitcase.
Yeah.
And see you later.
Yeah, right. Or the Blues Brothers.
Right.
He's out there with his suitcase, and his brother picks him up, and off they go.
So you got to have a little bit of a transition there to help out somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, a lot of times, too, that transition, the time period of that, it's not set in stone, nor really should it be, because people's needs differ,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes those needs will differ over time. But to the extent that we can continue to help those people, that will keep them on the straight and narrow. That's what this is all about. So when you have someone who does have an issue with their license, they can come back to our reentry folks and get some help with that. You know, we have an individual that is stationed permanently over in Brockton City Hall, and he deals with a lot of those issues that folks have that, you know, have spent time. And a lot of times people who haven't spent time mm-hmm. with us will go there. And if it saves someone from coming to us, these little things that we can do to help, I think it's well worth any money we're spending on this.
So for the big picture, you find that this probably, maybe even by, I don't know if you have a rough percentage point, really helps people to stay out of coming back, is what I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea. What you've said right there is the mission statement. You know, that was perceptive.
Now, when some of the people that are in there, when the inmates are in there, do they ever say to you, gee, I wish somebody had showed me how to do this? Or do some of them are not even aware of everything they need to go out and be and start a new type of life?
Right. You'd be amazed at how many people have no idea about what documentation they're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are proceeding from an assumption that it is insurmountable to them, and I'm not even going to try.
Mm-hmm.
Something like getting an ID or a real ID or a driver's license or something like that. So when you have someone who says, no, let's break this down into a series of steps that we can assist you with. Do you know where to get your birth certificate? I don't know. Some folks may not even realize or remember where they were born.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, well, you know, the town that your parents lived in would also have a copy of that, and we can get that certified copy. And when you explain to them that, you know, these tasks, when you break them down into smaller pieces, are much more doable and attainable, people realize that, and I think they're grateful for the help. And it, like you said, if it assists them in keeping a legitimate purpose outside and prevents them from coming back to jail, that's what we're all about.
That sounds great. It sounds like a terrific group that you're going to have there tomorrow. And, you know, it seems like it's sort of like a ripple effect. It goes right out into all the communities here in Massachusetts. I don't see a downside to it.
Yeah, I don't either. And this is the first one that's been done statewide. And, you know, we're grateful to be able to host that. But the other thing that I'm going to say to the participants here is not only, you know, do we come together today, identify each other and you know, renew those friendships and make new ones because we're colleagues and friends, but I want this to continue. We'll do it next year. It doesn't have to be in Plymouth. We can do it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a conversation and a dialogue that needs to continue because we're all working toward the same purpose.
That's terrific. And again, we appreciate you joining us again. That's Plymouth County Sheriff Joe McDonald. Thanks so much for joining us here on WATD.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.